It's time to go full speed ahead with Michael Kelly. We take you inside all the big sports stories at USF from the perspective of the man who oversees the program, Vice President of Athletics, Michael Kelly. With today's show, here's your host, Derek Sharp.
Via the magic of Microsoft Teams and with the sounds of the ocean waves lapping in the background, I actually had to shut my slider so you guys didn't catch that and or get jealous. Coming to you from Clearwater, the site of the baseball conference tournament, which begins on Tuesday. Of course, we'll get to that, but so much to get to with Michael Kelly, who I imagine I'll see over here as well. But he's from his palatial office, which continues to have so many great mementos added. But we've got a lot of mementos to talk about on the fields and the courts of play. Michael, I know it's been a while. It was a great conversation, by the way, you had with Brian Hodson last time out. And let's key off that and also the fact that his recruiting class is right now nationally in the top 25. So it continues to build before we get to some more recent events.
Yeah, well, before we – let's set the record straight that the voice of the Bulls is sitting on the Oceanside resort. I'm here working, but no.
You say you sound like my wife on that one, by the way. I had to guarantee her that I actually do work.
I am looking forward to being over at the Phillies Park tomorrow night for our first Tuesday night for the first game for the Bulls, and looking forward to that. But yes, great session with Brian Hodson last week. A wonderful story on Brian, I thought, that Joey Knight did from the Tampa Bay Times to give some of his background. I think our Bulls fans should want to go read that, and it was really, really well done. But yeah, since even our call, he's continued to do great on the recruiting trail. It looks like we're going to end up with our highest rated recruiting class ever, both from a high school standpoint and from a, you know, as it blends in with the composite of transfers. So Brian and his staff are really, really working hard and really having a lot of success on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, I read that Joey Knight article too, and I knew that a lot of his background, especially being adopted, but I had no idea the depths of love that was shown to him by that adoptive family and how it really shaped him into how much he is a caring person. And you could see that connection would, you know, go on into connecting with potential recruits. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful story and a wonderful man. And by the way, I'm so happy that you were able to run into him and get him to be the men's basketball coach here. One other publication that we like to look at, the Sports Business Journal. And folks, you got to check out the article they did on the latest news with the on-campus stadium and a lot of the benefits, some of the things that we are familiar with that we've spoken about, but some other cool aspects of it that I picked here and there. I like the fact that, you know, the naming rights are still out there, and not just for the name of the stadium itself, but multiple opportunities. As someone that just got back from Tallahassee at Florida State, if you don't get the naming rights to the stadium, there's other areas that certainly are up for grabs. So what did you think about that article? I'm guessing you enjoyed it. And I love your quote, go big or go home.
Well, we were very grateful to the Sports Business Journal for doing that. Brett McCormick, the writer that really focuses in a lot on sports facilities, had been working with our team for quite some time, following the story. And, you know, while we've gotten really good attention here locally and even in the athletics with certainly Joey Knight and Matt Baker, to be able to hit one of the biggest sports trades out there and get a great spread in that is perfectly timed, and coming right after the final approvals from the Board of Trustees to begin construction. So we couldn't be more grateful for it hitting that trade right now, as we are actively searching for naming rights partners and other things coming up. So it's great, exciting times. I know Bulls Nation can't wait for 2027.
I love how it mentions walking distance from the dorms, obviously. The design, even, as we all love, more renderings. I think we're good on renderings for now, but we always have to ask, Michael, anything else down the pipe?
More rendering. Obviously, as we start getting deeper into a lot of what we're using the renderings now, we've got, I think, over 10 out there, which really paint the picture nicely. Sure. of what this facility is all about from a fan perspective. As we get a little bit deeper with branding and design work of what's actually in some of the interiors of the premium tower, the interiors of the Sports Performance Center, and all that kind of stuff. So those will be things that will be coming up in the months ahead. But again, really working with our design team to get kind of the branding just the way We want it, and coaches want it, and everything else. So it'll be fun. So stay tuned for that. But right now, I think Bulls Nation has a really good view of what this is going to look
Sure.
like. And as we move ahead and get ready to actively sell, we'll be ready to go. We are working on even creating not only the right kind of fly-throughs and kind of virtual tours of the stadium are some of the next things we're working on over the summer, and ultimately getting that ready for some level of a sales center, so we can actually, when we start presenting to clients, it'll be a really great visual for our prospects.
Well, I know that some people can't wait, but I would argue that you might not want to wait to go ahead and jump on season tickets, because I know that tickets for the first season in that stadium will be in high demand, and there's a good way to secure your spot, and that is become a season ticket member now. Now that we know when the next season kicks off and what time in the national audience against Boise State, there's even more buildup, right?
Yeah, that's something we want to keep stressing to our fans, because we know they're excited to be in the new stadium in 2027, and we don't want anyone to be disappointed. So again, we'll certainly, this calendar year here in 2025 is really important from a positioning standpoint, relates to our donors and current season ticket holders that want to make sure they're in the right area on the standings board, if you will, to select different aspects of premium product. But undoubtedly, we'll have different seating options throughout the stadium that'll be both a combination of premium and still wanting to make sure it's extremely affordable and continues to be the best value in Tampa Bay sports, being USF football. So all those things are going to run the gamut of being available. But to even make sure you can get those seats, we do encourage and stress the fact that being a season ticket holder is going to have those privileges to kind of make sure that they secure a place in line to make sure they can select seats in the new stadium. So get out there. We've got a great slate, as you know. And as you said, we're going to be in a marquee national television game situation on week one of this year when Boise State comes to town, and that's a great place to start.
5:30 is the kickoff time for that August 28th game on a Thursday. Looking forward to it. But so much going on right now that we want to get to. Michael, a record for conference championships in the American Athletic Conference with the recent additions of some softball in the conference tournament. We just got back from a dramatic NCAA event, but let's talk about the, again, men's track and field team. Shout out to the women for a best ever in the conference second place finish. But for the men, winning the outdoor title just this past weekend in Charlotte, make it a four-peat the last 2 years, both indoor, both outdoor. I know we've praised Eric Jenkins a lot, but this team is, first of all, it's made up from people all over the country, all over the world. And it just seems like whoever they go out and get to be new Bulls, they are rolling right now.
I tell you what, you're exactly right, and the work done by Coach Jenkins and his staff can never be overstated over these last couple of years. To win four straight, and our women are right there getting ready. We're moving up from, I think, third a couple of years ago to fourth to now to being right there, right, ready to take over a title. So I can't wait for their goal. I know they want to win them both, and I really feel that that's well within reach, and something that's going to keep both squads motivated for next year's indoor and outdoor as well. But it was exciting to be there in Charlotte. I was glad to be with the squad on Saturday and kind of watch all that. They performed well under pressure. I mean, Wichita State had a big lead on the first day with some of the events they do extremely well, and they have a very balanced team. But for our squad on the men's side to stay the course and just be able to deliver when it mattered most, it was awesome to see, and I'm really, really proud of our track program on both the men's and women's side.
And we'll look forward to how many Bulls get named to the field of the NCAA East prelims, as that's the next major event. And then, just like the last few years, hoping for some national titles at the final event. Mentioned the conference championships, sailing with the SESA conference championship, women's basketball back in March, obviously. And do want to talk about softball. What a team. And I was really privileged to be able to go to Tallahassee, and just, you know how good this team is, but to see how they get along together and love each other and never wanted to see their season come to an end, but were class up until the end. And it was probably one of the more memorable games, that game against Auburn, one of many this season, coming back from behind 5-0 in the first inning. I know you got to watch it. What can you say about Ken Erickson, his staff, by the way, and those ladies?
tremendous season. You know, it's been one that the team really seemed together this year, when the pitching and the defense have always been a stalwart of our program, but the offensive output, the number of home runs, that really took off. But you're right, the togetherness of that team was really fun to watch. I was able to be on the field with them after they won the title here in the conference championship, and then when we rallied from a deficit there, but then to see them do it again against Auburn in that first game up in Tallahassee was a lot of fun. Never say die attitude.
But you do not want to leave it at 8-7. You want to bust it open, and Ortiz Martinez can do it with one swing in the bat. We know that. 1-2. We're looking for another change here. There it is. And she throws it to right! That is way out of here! Valadez! Los Toros! It is 12-7! A grand slam for Camille!
There's a lot of great leaders on that team. So sorry we weren't able to make even the next round. It was well, but it showed that we were well within that realm of strong possibility. So I know we'll learn from it. We'll get even better, and Coach Ken will be ready to attack it again next year.
We've shared a lot of ups and downs, and especially Foreman and Rivera with their injuries, and people don't realize or remember that Dixon had an injury in her first year and wasn't able to redshirt either. So they went through some things, and Consolazio also redshirted, right? So these guys have gone through some things, and you know, just to look at them on the field today, and I had a moment on the field today where I think we were up one or tied, and I'm just looking out at them, and I'm looking at everybody, and I'm going, man, oh, man, you know, these guys are just special, really, really special. And I said also, they've injected another round of enthusiasm in me. I really wasn't sure if I wanted to continue to coach after 2 years ago, you know, and this was probably the most fun I've had in a long, long time, and it's really cool to be around it.
And yeah, the game against Auburn was so memorable that that conference championship we can't forget. You were up there with me on the Donaldson deck, and Michael is really obviously vested in all our teams, but he was just like me, hanging on every moment. How about the crowd coming back from the weather delay though, and just being as loud as possible? Talented lefty, 2-2 to her. And she nails it, and that could get to the gap, and it does, hits the base of the wall. One run will score, we are tied, and it's a brand new game. The freshman from Eastlake High School makes it 4-4. Karis Pierce with the Bulls' fourth extra base hit, and that was worth the wait, for sure. And getting to enjoy that, it's actually their first conference championship on the field. That was a great day.
It was fun. And I don't know where you got that video footage or photo that you had online there for us, but that was fun. Well, you and I are forever in the history books. Just like that one game we had in women's basketball against East Carolina when you had me with the fist pump or whatever. But it was awesome. What a great year! And again, you alluded to it. The conference championships are great in their own right, and then there was others that came up just short. Of conference championships, like men's golf, right, being a stroke away, like men's tennis being highly ranked throughout the year, both of them making the NCAA tournament, runner up in lacrosse, just so many near misses that just kind of show the trajectory of the overall program as a whole. So it's been a tremendous year, and obviously track and baseball are still at it, so it'll be fun to watch the next couple weeks.
It is also cool to see some of the coaches of the teams you just mentioned, such as Minnie McCord from lacrosse, always hyping up when the other sports do what they do. And, of course, Alex Golish, after the softball team beat Auburn, saying it really does mean more. I love that stuff. And you mentioned men's golf. Talking to them today before they go to Carlsbad, California, they definitely were frustrated after losing that conference championship in a two-hole playoff to Charlotte. But man, did they make up for it. A similar situation, except a trip to the NCAA championships at stake. They were two shots off that cut line of advancing last week in Washington, and they pulled it off. What a program they had. And I got to tell you, I said I got to interview Steve Bradley and some of the players on a Monday as we're taping this. Everywhere I look, there's so many improvements. It's always been a great facility, but they have everything they need. They really appreciate it, by the way, and I know you're impressed by that staff and those guys.
Oh, I am. I think they handle themselves with great class. Certainly, it's led by Steve Bradley. But I think all of our current players, I've always been impressed with them on and off the course. I know they were disappointed when we came up just short in the conference title, but really impressed to see them. As you mentioned, a very similar circumstance, a lot of pressure to advance. Got to finish in the top five of a regional, and man, to shoot what 10 under with everybody really playing well when they needed to, and that's what we stress. You know, even going back to the old pyramid of success concept and the whole theory of competitive greatness being as prepared as you can be to deliver your best performance when it matters most, and that's what a lot of our Bulls teams have done this year, and certainly Steve Bradley's men's golf program did that to advance to a fifth ever championship round. So we're excited to see what happens out there in California.
30 teams after three rounds of stroke play. The top 15 advance to the fourth round, top eight to match play, and they are ready. And as he said, when they are all playing their best, they can play with anybody. And you just mentioned the low round. They topped a couple of top 10 teams by pulling that off, and we wish them the best of luck. We're here in Clearwater, as you mentioned. Enough about the weather.
Do they have you waterfront, oceanfront for that next week too, Derek? Or how's that going?
I tried. Actually, from what I hear, it's a little chilly out there, so we'll take Clearwater for now. And as we've talked about it, the baseball team, again, talking to Mitch Hannes today, and one thing I mentioned to him was, you know, the conference tournament, they won six out of eight series, including the last two big ones to wrap up a top three finish. And I said, the biggest win might have been non-conference. It was a couple weeks ago against the Florida Gators. They had just gotten swept by UTSA. Winning that game carried them on to, as I just mentioned, series victories at FAU and against East Carolina. And I love the fact that he said it's not just one guy, and that's what you need this time of year. Everybody performing well at the same time, and that's the trick to winning a conference tournament.
Absolutely. I mean, Mitch and his staff have done such a great job in this first year. I know that Bulls Nation has recognized that and look at it, but hey, unfortunately, last year we did not even qualify for our conference championship. And to Mitch come in here in his first year and finish with a three seed and you know, poised to compete here in Clearwater. It's really, really, really special. But you're right. We kind of hit maybe a bit of a wall when we lost to UTSA, who won the regular season with a great overall year on their behalf. You got to tip your cap to them. But then to have the guts to go win the Florida game in Gainesville, to who had won, God, they had been on a huge winning streak at the time, and then to win the series in Boca, and then again here against East Carolina here at home. So we're excited, proud of them. What a great year to be on the precipice of 30 wins and a top three finish in the American.
Double elimination, it makes a big difference when the fans turn out, and I know baseball fans will be coming over here and just getting to know Mitch Hannes and the team throughout the course of the season. They are in great, and I mean great, hands. And we've talked a lot about the on-field accomplishments, on-track accomplishments. How about in the classroom, as we had just recently the graduations filling up the Yuengling Center and a lot of student-athletes involved, obviously?
There were. We had a really nice reception for them like we always do. To get everybody together, you know, the week of graduation week, it was fun to see them. President Law did grab me. I mean, you got to remember, she presides over 10 different ceremonies over there in the Yuengling Center. And she did comment to me. She's like, man, it was so awesome to see so many come up with their, you know, student athlete garb on them and was really recognizable. She said, wow, we graduated a lot of them because she shook a lot of hands, took a lot of pictures, that's for sure. So, and again, that speaks volumes to the academic services staff we have here that have worked so hard and that our coaches set the right priorities and that our players execute what's important to them in the big picture of things. So great turnout in terms of the graduation. And then, you know, some news that had come out about our continued great improvement, not only from a grade point average perspective, but on a graduation rate percentage overall, which is, you know, still a big part of the mission.
It seems like every time I have a chance to interview a student-athlete, whatever the sport, today was men's golf in particular, they're just so smart, and I'm just so impressed. And everybody around the entire athletics program should be proud of the things you just mentioned. All right, so this will wrap it up for now. A lot of chances, though, to come over to Clearwater, but we are starting to wind down. So final message for the spring, I guess.
Well, I just want to thank Bulls Nation for not only listening to throughout this academic year to this Bull Speed Ahead podcast, but for their support all year long. This has been it's got to be one of the most successful years overall in the history of USF athletics to see this many teams either win championships or be right at the doorstep there. And still a lot to be played for. You're right. I know many of our track athletes are going to move on to the Nationals, and now a great opportunity here at Phillies Ballpark for our baseball team. So let's get out there on Tuesday night, being the first matchup, first big game against East Carolina, and we'll see what takes place from there. But having a big crowd when we're fortunate enough to host these championships here, and we saw it with softball, and we get a chance to kind of host with the conference, the one not far away here in Clearwater, it means a lot to our students. It's proven before, and let's get behind them and hope to see you all at the ballpark on Tuesday and beyond. Again, so thanks to Bulls Nation for all your support all year, and as always, go Bulls!
Thanks for listening to Bulls Speed Ahead with Michael Kelly. And a reminder, for Bulls single game or season tickets, call 1-800-GO-BULLS or visit usfbullsticks.com. You can also download the USF Bulls app on the Android or Apple stores to purchase tickets and parking.